أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed this aspect of the ayah, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, that some of you should not backbite others. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives an example that when a person backbites, actually what that person is doing, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ, that would one of you love that he eats the flesh of his dead brother. فَكَرِهْتُمُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, you will hate that, you will not like that. So we discussed this aspect, that if you speak in front of someone else such a thing that he would dislike, then that is called lams in the ayat of the Qur'an Kareem that had passed. And if you speak such a thing behind a person's back, even if it is true, but the person would dislike it, then that will be regarded as backbiting, and that is synonymous to eating the flesh of one's dead brother. At the time of the Hajjatul Wada, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a khutbah, and amongst the khutbahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Sahaba, and that will be the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be included, that certainly your blood, your wealth, and your honor and dignity amongst yourselves is haram between you. In other words, when a person backbites someone, then he is lowering the honor of his Muslim brother. And in the ambit of this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are not fulfilling the rights and obligation that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed on our responsibility of upkeeping the honor of another Muslim. Together with that, we must also understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sometimes was very vivid when Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given examples to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Hafidh ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi gives an example that at the time when Hazrat Ma'iz radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he acknowledged, he admitted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ke Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have committed zina. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned his face away. Hazrat Ma'iz radiallahu ta'ala anhu came the other side, and again he said to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have committed zina. Now in this riwayat of Abu Ya'la, four times Hazrat Ma'iz from one side to the other, he acknowledged, he made an admission that I have committed zina. And on all four times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not pay any attention. One narration got on the fourth time or after the fourth time. One narration has on the fifth time or after the fifth time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, did you commit zina? Now here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam waited for an admission, an acknowledgement so many times, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not take any steps. He did not utter any word. And that shows us the kind of akhlaq that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had. In today's times, just the slightest news that we hear, just a word or two, and we will draw conclusions. Allah's Nabi is teaching this ummah that we should never draw conclusions about people, even though the person himself has come to make an admission. To this extent, in this narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, did you do with a woman what a person would do when he takes a rope and he puts it into the well? In other words, see how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is now questioning this person. So to say, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not believe this sahabi. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, like how you take the stick that is used for the surma, and it is put into the container of the surma. Did you do that with that woman? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reconfirmed this. Nonetheless, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was satisfied, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave the decree, the verdict, that now Hazrat Ma'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he was married, he's going to be stoned to death, and then he was subsequently stoned to death. Now Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam leaves the site, he leaves the place. Two people are talking amongst themselves. One person is saying to the other that look at this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered a fault, and this person opens, he uncovers that fault. Because he could not keep in his heart what he had in his heart. And then he was stoned like a dog. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not say anything. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam walks forward, and then he sees the corpse of a dead donkey. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, Aina fulan wa fulan, where is such and such a person? And he calls the two people and he says, now eat from the flesh of this donkey. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who would eat the flesh of a carrion? Who would eat the flesh of a dead animal? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, then when you ate the flesh of your dead brother. So look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed this ummah how particular Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was with regards to this issue of speaking ill of someone behind the back, backbiting another person. Then we find in Ma'ariful Quran, the great Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, there narrates an incident of Hazrat Maymoon, that he goes to sleep one night and he sees the corpse, he sees the body of a dead slave, and a caller is calling out to him, O Maymoon, eat from this dead slave. So he asked, why should I eat from this dead slave? What is ultimately the reason? So the person said that you did backbite this person. So Hazrat Maymoon said, I do not recall backbiting the person. Then the caller said to him that you did not speak, but you heard. And to hear the ghibat, to hear the backbiting, is as good as speaking it out. So from these ahadith, these incidents, it is very important for us to try and abstain from making ghibat, from speaking ill of a person. One conclusion that we must understand is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wattaqullah, in these matters, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts. Inna Allaha tawwabur rahim. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is tawwab. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most forgiving. If we repent, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the repentance. Rahimun, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is kind. The ulama have written that if we at any time backbite another person, and if that person did not come to know about us backbiting, then we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. One narration, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive that person. If, however, he has heard of the backbiting, then we should go and ask him for forgiveness. If he didn't hear of the backbiting, now we shouldn't go there and say that we were speaking ill about you, because now we are going to make him feel bad. So the Sharia has taken cognizance of that aspect also. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.